Hello everyone, this is an absolute creation coming back at you. I am now responding to Freedom Earp's podcast in reply to my podcast on Spiritual Shades of Grey. And first and foremost, I want to say thank you for responding via podcast. I thought that was really cool. Not to mention your accent is pretty cool as well. I do like what you said, Freedom Earp, and in response to your response, I took down some notes and just wanted to chit-chat, clarify some of the points of reference that, you know, we shared common denominators on. I liked how you talked about government in charge of religions, and the byproduct of that is, which is probably not by default, but by purpose, is social control. I like the idea of, I don't like the idea, but I like being aware of the idea that, you know, governments and religious organizations, first and foremost, if you just want to strip the, you know, the spirit away from it and just look what they do, they act as a liaison to a higher power. And fundamentally, for people that believe my same beliefs, or anybody, not mine, but just a, you know, I guess you can call it an agnostic belief, is that, you know, anybody that tells you that you have to find your spirit somewhere outside of yourself is fundamentally just, I consider it ironic. And the people that believe it, you know, I guess through time, perhaps, you hopefully won't. Like Emerson said, one of a very, very iconic writer of my, and that I love a lot, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "My words will itch in your ears until you're ready to hear them." And I really, really hold that quote dear, because a lot of things that I've been told throughout my life, you know, you don't really get, you can't pass a lesson on to somebody else, I guess. And I know that's cliche, but there's so much serious depth to that, that, you know, everybody has a certain a belief or a certain epiphany that they truly believe that they can, you know, just pass it to somebody else and they're just going to swallow it up the same way that they did. But, you know, truth be told, it's not that easy, and everybody has to uncover things for themselves. And that's why I liked Emerson's viewpoint on words itching in your ear until you're ready to hear them. And they're completely indicative of Tupac Shakur, which you don't even have to like his rap. And if you don't like his rap, you probably never heard him speak, but he was a very articulate speaker, very spiritual, and stood out against oppression. And, you know, you can call him going about it the wrong way, but, you know, when... I like how he said one time, he said, you know, say you have a house full of, you know, food, and everybody outside the house knows that there's food in there, and they're all hungry, and they knock and say, "Hey man, can I come and eat some food?" And they're like, "Hey, what are you talking about? There's no food in here." And they, you know, next time they're like, "Hey man, you know, I'm getting really hungry." He's like, "What are you talking about? There's no food in here." Knowing damn well that there's food in there. You know, another time they knock, goes, "Listen dude, I'm getting hungry, better let us in." Now, sooner or later, you're not going to ask anymore. You're going to kick that door down. And I think people have a hard time understanding the gravity of oppression. I mean, it's not something that's just like black and white. There's a generations of, you know, of oppression, and generations of that, you know, that you know, ideology against someone. It's just I can't even sympathize enough with those people, because I don't have enough frames of reference on it. But I do see where they're coming from. And either way, Tupac also said that my words may not change the world, but perhaps they'll spark the mind of the person that will. And I just like people having that approach to change and to, you know, how our conformity is right now. And, you know, the fight's not fair at this point, and perhaps people are just waiting for some chips to fall. So anyway, in response to government charge of religious and social control, I state, wake up, because it's there, and all you gotta do is stay true to your heart, as Freedom Earp said, listen to yourself, and it's great. You know, Freedom, I started by saying talk to the self, you know, and perhaps, you know, that does seem odd, talking to yourself, but I guess, in a sense, if you haven't looked at it that way, I guess it is odd, but to me it's not odd, just because, you know, there's a separation between self and spirit, you know, and both of those entities have a role in this reality. You know, the self is the person that lives this life, collects lessons for the spirit, you know, and the spirit is trying to guide the self throughout this world. So when I speak out loud to them, if you do know directly who you're speaking to, I guess it sounds more sane to speak to yourself. But if you just have no frame of reference and I say S talk to yourself, and perhaps you think I'm advocating going crazy, which is not the truth. Perhaps I just want you to be aware that there's a dormant voice inside you that you just need to uncover, and he will guide you. And that's, I guess, my point. Okay. Friedemarp also said the body indicates feelings, and I could not agree enough. The body is like a barometer. I'm going to use your word, Friedemarp. They were great ones, well spoken. But the body is, if you can learn to be sensitive, to open all your receptors from the mind, to listen to the subtle direction that the body wants, if you can, define certain, define certain feelings your body gives you, and then directly aftermath what happened, if you can remember those and try to catalog all of those to understand certain stimulations and how they are supposed to direct your choices and directions. So, there's almost a university of understanding within body feelings and judging yourself and judging your spirit and judging what you want, what you feel. So body indicative of feelings is well said and perfectly on point. I see this is going really long, so I'm going to pull back now and say I want to say thank you to everybody for listening. And perhaps I will add just a little bit more to this podcast for my own person, for a little bit of addition, not just responding to Freedom Herps podcast. This is AAC, and I am going to go out, and I want to thank you again, once again, Freedom Herp, for being cool. Take care, ATS. I'll see you soon.